Lord, teach us to pray. That's the moving request we hear one of the disciples say to Jesus in today's gospel, a request to be taught how to pray. Before we get into how Jesus responded, we can note that one of the ways we learn how to pray, aside from what Jesus himself teaches us, is by learning from others how other people pray. And we especially learn from the saints. Now, I have that in mind because we have interesting saints today. I mentioned St. Denis and his companions, the martyrs of the early church in France. St. Denis is the first bishop of Paris. He and his companions were sent there to evangelize or re-evangelize. It was called Gaul in the Roman times. But anyway, we call it France. And the reason I think this is an interesting, St. Denis is an interesting saint, is because St. Denis is the same saint that is honored here as San Dionisio. I just learned this last year. San Dionisio, which is the name of a barangay in Parañaque, you see it on the coastal road, has as their patron, San Dionisio, it has as their patron St. Denis, same person. I would have probably have pronounced it Dionisio or Dionysius, but Dionisio, I think, is how it's properly said, San Dionisio. And there is a chapel there in that barangay. Actually, it's not too far from the cathedral, the St. Andrew Cathedral. There's a chapel there in honor of San Dionisio, and there's an image in that statue, venerated for centuries, whom they refer to as Tata Doom. Do you know Tata Doom? It's St. Denis. It's today's saint, Tata Doom. And if you go there today, in fact, I'm sure if you go to that barangay today, you'll find hundreds of people in the chapel of Tata Doom. And the image, which I don't think I've ever seen, I've certainly seen the chapel. It's right on that main street going toward, right through old Parañaque. Anyway, inside that chapel, there is an image of St. Denis, and he's holding his head because he was beheaded. And the tradition is that even after he was beheaded, he kept on preaching. So he's in the statue, he's holding his head, and he's still alive, his head is still alive, and he's still speaking. Now, I don't know if that really happened. We can't discount miracles, right? We can't take the position that something that's too miraculous couldn't have happened. But anyway, it might also be an indication that his influence remained, that he still speaks to us to this day by his witness. Anyway, Tata Doom is the devotion in Barangay San Dionisio. So that's way, way back, 3rd century. The other saint who is on the calendar, St. John Leonardi, I won't mention him, he's from the 16th century, but there's another saint who is honored today, who's not on the calendar, St. John Henry Cardinal Newman, who was just recently canonized, the great famous convert from Anglicanism, the great theologian and author and preacher, who, when he found himself drawn to Catholicism, found himself completely reduced. He was a very famous, well-respected theologian and teacher, and as an Anglican. But then, when he became a Catholic, he was an absolute nobody because of the fierce anti-Catholicism at that time. So he wasn't beheaded, but he was certainly humiliated. St. John Henry Newman. Now, these two men, St. Denis and St. John Henry Newman, are completely unlike each other, and yet they are both witnesses of persevering faith in times of persecution, and they're witnesses of prayer, because no one can survive persecution without prayer. And in fact, no one can sustain the Christian journey, even outside of persecution, without prayer. Prayer is like breathing for the Christian life. If we stop breathing, we die. If we stop praying, we die. Okay, so let's turn to the scripture today where the disciples, or at least one of them, asks Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. And we know that Jesus' response to that beautiful, humble request is to teach the Our Father. This is Luke's version of the Our Father, a little bit shorter than Matthew's version. I like that there are two versions because it makes it clear to us that prayer is not rigid formula. It doesn't have to be exactly the same as it was written in Matthew's Gospel or exactly the same as in Luke's Gospel. There's two different forms of the Our Father, meaning there's different ways to pray to Our Father. These are valid ones, certainly reliable ones. We might come up with prayers that are not as good. So it's important to have the Our Father memorized and to pray it often, in fact, every day. But we don't have to be rigid in our formulas of prayer. Well, communal prayer has to have a certain regularity to it, otherwise it's distracting and we can't pray together. But in our hearts, we have to allow our personal relationship with God to dictate how we communicate with Him. One of the, reflections on the Our Father is how it would have sounded when Jesus taught it to His disciples. And this is a little hard to bring into translation because every language has its own nuances. You know that in most languages there is a polite form and an informal form. If you speak to someone more formally, you use the polite form. I remember learning when you say, if you want to know who someone is, you say, sino po sila. Sino po sila. Even if it's only one person, you still say sila because it's considered more formal. But you wouldn't say that to a member of your family. You wouldn't say sino po sila. And different languages have different ways of doing this, and English is not too good at it. Usually you have to add more words and say, would you please, or something like that. If you think of the case of Saint Bernadette, when Mary appeared to her in Lourdes, Mary used the respectful form, the polite form of that dialect, the French dialect, and that really struck Bernadette because she was a nobody and no one ever used the polite form to speak to her. Would you please do me the favor of coming here? That's what Mary said to her, as if she was treating her with great respect. Now, how do we speak to God? We saw yesterday that Martha, who was very familiar with Jesus, they were good friends, she said, tell her to help me. Tell my sister to help me. Well, that was the prayer. She didn't say, Lord, if you would be so kind as to help my sister understand her obligation. No, he said, tell her to help me. Very blunt, straightforward. In Our Father, what did it sound like in the ears of Jesus' disciples when he said, say this to God, give us each day our daily bread. Give us today our daily bread. Did it sound like a demand, like tell her to help me? Or did it sound like a polite request? I don't know. I don't know the answer. But I remember when I was learning the Our Father in Tagalog, it's bigyan mo kami ngayon ng aming katani sa araw-araw. Bigyan mo kami. Now, it's not bigyan ninyo kami. It's not bigyan po ninyo kami. There's no po. It's just bigyan mo kami. Now, I don't know how that sounds. Languages are subtle. But it sounds like a kind of demanding thing to say, bigyan mo kami. I don't know. Why is it not inappropriate to say this to God? Because the prayer starts with Father, our Father. It's an address to someone we know well. He's personally connected to us. We're not offending Him by presenting our needs to Him. Just as I said, Martha did not offend Jesus when she said, Lord, don't you care? Lord, tell her to help me. She revealed her heart to Him. Now, her heart was distorted by resentment, but it was still an open communication with Jesus, and that's what made it possible for her to hear Jesus' response. And this is prayer, to speak to and to listen to God. If it's only speaking, then we're not really establishing a line of communication. If it's only listening, well, then we're not bearing our own heart to Him. We could keep a distance from God and say, I'll listen to Him from far off and just treat His words as formal declarations. And that's not what Jesus does here. When he teaches us how to pray, he starts out with Father, our Father. Or we know that he himself spoke to the Father with the word Abba. Abba, like Papa. Very personal, very informal. That's why I like that title used for St. Denis, Tata Dun. Tata Dun is a very informal way of addressing a saint. It's my papa, someone I can approach with my needs. I don't have to be so formal with him. Dun. I don't know if that's a common nickname, but I've never heard anyone named Dun before. I had a professor when I was in the seminary, some of you might know him, Father, his name is Dionisio. This would be, today's his Saint's Day, but they call him Father Joni. You know Father Joni, Miranda. Yeah, a moral theologian. When I first heard his name Joni, I thought it was J-O-N-I, Joni, but it's D-I-O-N-Y, Joni. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here, and I hope I'm not distracting you with my examples, is that when we speak to God, we speak to him in a personal way. Yes, we learn forms and formula, and we need to memorize them. Yes, we have communal forms of prayer, and the liturgy is very formal. It's very established, and we don't just spontaneously change it, because that's what's good for communal prayer. But when we're talking about our own personal meditation, we have to have freedom to reveal ourselves to God and to listen to God, to speak with him in such a way that the communication is really open. Like both Martha and Mary yesterday. Both Martha and Mary prayed. Mary was held up as the example because she was listening. Martha, though, also made an effective prayer, because she spoke to Jesus in the reality of her emotional turmoil. And that's what we do when we cry out to God. The Alleluia verse that was chosen for today's Mass comes from Romans chapter 8. You have received a spirit of adoption as sons, through which we cry out, Abba, Father. We have this spirit that has establish our relationship with God as his children, and that's why we can call him Father. And that's the very first word of the Amanami, our Father. And that's what Jesus teaches us. He teaches us a relationship with the Father. In fact, he's the one who opens up for us a relationship with the Father. If we don't have that, all the rest of the prayer is not effective, because prayer is relational. Relational. It's not just words we say. It's not just formulas we recite. Okay, well, there's so much to the Our Father, I won't go into more of it. Let's just leave it there, that together with the saints, with St. Denis, with St. John Henry Newman, with St. Martha and St. Mary, we learn to pray, but especially, I mean, the model of prayer and the great teacher of prayer is Jesus himself, Jesus who speaks to God as Father.